Fair winds and following seas. It's been fun being your Captain Lee.
Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Ahoy there, mateys, and welcome to the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck Podcast. My name is Brianna, and I will be your bosun today. And I am here with my chief stew, Jen. We are ready to break down the reunion for Below Deck Season 8. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, baby girl. How are you doing?
Good. I'm getting my buzz on.
Are you?
A little early here.
Me too. Definitely. I'm getting my Elizabeth on. So tell me what you thought of her outfit last night.
It was hideous. I really thought out of all the people, and she's very, very pretty, and I thought mm-hmm. she was beautiful on most of it, but what the fuck was she wearing? What was that? And her awful. Makeup was hideous.
It was like 9 inches thick. But I figured, since she decided to be Tonya Harding last night, that I was going to be Elizabeth today. So I have on celestial PJs that have, like, suns and stars and moons. And I have bra crystals. Let's see. What do we have? I think that's chrysidosia. I'm pretty sure that that's for my throat chakra. This is amethyst. This is to keep me balanced. Here is lapis. That's like my, I'm pretty sure it's to like keep psychic attacks away or something. I don't know. And here's lithium in case I get too angsty and I like rub it and I calm down. It's my I don't give an F stone. So. There you go.
Wow. I didn't even crystals. Know lithium was really a crystal. I guess
it's like a stone.
Wait,
I guess.
Hold it up closer to the camera so I can see the lithium crystal.
Sorry, that's the lithium. It's like a triangle. It's more like a stone, like a rock. Wow. These are more like the amethyst is like the crystal. See?
Love those. I love amethyst. Well, very good. Elizabeth needs to go back to that.
Yeah, so
it is so funny though.
Zen Jen. Okay, I have to pose like she did through the whole thing. Hello. She was like voguing through the whole show.
It's weird though, because even like about a month ago, I was like, where is she from? She must be from California. She's so Californian. Mm-hmm. No, she's from Long Island.
Long Island, yes.
And
she
now
is.
She sounds like she's from Long Island. Like, yeah. I don't know what happened to the like the crystal bra wearing celestial, like
no
whatever.
Idea. I don't know. She has shapeshifted on us, and she is. I'm gonna take a drink because I can't with her.
Dude, girl, I've got my sustainable Shane straw right here.
There you go. Good for you. I'm glad you're giving Shane his props, even though whiny little boy wanted out after two questions. I guess he didn't have enough oil for his coconut-powered TV to be able to watch a previous reunion.
That's super funny.
I don't know. Craziness.
It was crazy. Although I found the reunion pretty damn slow and pretty disappointing, didn't you?
Well, I was very angry. Anybody who follows me on Twitter will know that I was angry last night by the end of it. And we'll get to all of that.
So let's talk about it, how everyone looks besides coffee talk.
Yeah.
How everyone besides Elizabeth looked. Because I don't think we've ever seen on TV Captain Lee in a suit before. Have we?
I have seen it on Instagram. I have not seen it on TV. He looked amazing. He looked really sharp in his suit. I've seen him in his tuxes, like when he'll go to galas down in Florida.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he looks super sharp. Every girl's crazy about a sharp dressed man. And I was crazy about Captain Lee last night. He looked good.
Why do you think he wore that though? I mean, he usually doesn't do that kind of thing.
I don't know. Maybe he had somewhere else he went before. Maybe he had meetings. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to look good in that new Lexus. I think that's what he got.
Made me so nervous last week. Jen was messaging me and saying things like, well, I'm not sure what Captain Lee is. You're making it sound like maybe he was quitting the show. And I was
He was still in Florida for Marianne's birthday, and he's never in Florida for Marianne's birthday.
God, how do you know all this shit? How do you remember?
I told you I have a photographic memory. That's how this works. But he says that he never misses it, or he always misses it. And her birthday's on Valentine's Day. So on Valentine's Day, he posted and it tagged to Florida. So then I started getting wigged out a little bit. And I'm just like, wait a minute, why is he still in Florida? Because, you know, if you watch the whole season, you saw the date stamps through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we know this is the time of year that they film. And so then I'm just like, oh, but then I thought about it, and two things. With most places that you have to go, you have to quarantine. And the other thing is he's gotten both doses of his vaccine. So I don't know what that means.
You know, so much stuff about
I follow him on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. I'm a stalker.
That's pretty good New York accent. I'm impressed.
I have a friend that lives in the Bronx. Well, no, a cousin that lives in the Bronx and a friend that lives in Brooklyn. So I get a little bit of it all the time. But
thank you. I know. I have to be careful what I say to you, because if I piss you off, you're going to remember it like in 10 years.
I will. Totes.
Hopefully you'll remember the sincere apologies.
I do. You know what's funny, though? I do remember bad things more. I don't know why. I can remember back in, like, seventh grade, like, when prank calling was a big deal.
Yeah.
Three boys called my house, got my mom first, said, can they speak to Jenny? Because I was Jenny back then. And I got on the phone, and they're like, scum queen, and hung up on me.
Aww.
But because I have good ears and a good memory, I could pick out every single voice that was. So the next day, I went up to all three of them. I was like, I know it was you, you, and you. And I just turned around and walked out. But I still remember that. I'm like almost 50. And it still goes in my head that some stupid dumb boys called me a scum queen, but whatever.
Keep that in mind, people. No, I actually am the opposite. I forget the bad stuff and remember the good stuff.
Oh, that's the best way to be.
You know what? I'm going to drop this because it's just going to go on forever. And it's really about my parking luck. Like, I insist I always get a good parking spot, but that's because I forget the times when I don't. Okay, let's move on. Okay. Let's talk about Below Deck, shall we?
Shall we? Cap, cap.
All right. So let's talk about who looked amazing and who looked like shit. We talked about Elizabeth looking crazy.
Yeah,
I thought Izzy looked incredible.
She looked gorgeous. What? She looks super glam. You know who else looked great? And I know that I've bagged on her all season, but Rachel looked beautiful. That color she was good on her. She had the really hair good color. Makeup.
The hair color was beautiful. The red. I know. Mm-hmm. It honestly didn't change my opinion of her one bit, though.
No.
Not at all. Definitely not.
Yeah. No, not at all. And let's see. Who else? Francesca, I thought, looked all right. The dress was pretty, but the makeup was like super understated. She didn't go like super glam. Yeah. I thought she looked nice, but I didn't see, it wasn't like the Izzy with no makeup on at all.
Right.
You know, and then seeing her glammed up.
Right.
Chest looked like Chest, just in a nicer dress and with better hair, you know.
I was really struck last night by the fact that she's fucking boring, Francesca.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't hate her, and I know a lot of people just really couldn't stand her. I just feel like if she wasn't even at the reunion, I wouldn't have noticed. Mm-hmm. Like, she just was like, although Rob was missing, and that was, I thought that was odd.
Izzy came in hot straight from jump, you know, with going in on him, you know, like he was a coward. He was too afraid to face what he did. She also said that he was rude to production, which surprised me. But it makes me wonder if he was rude or if that was the introvert thing that we were getting at the beginning of the season. Right. Like, he was just awkward around the cameras. Yeah. And she's, like, transferred it to rudeness now because of how he treated her, because he was rude to her. Right. I don't know.
I don't know either, but like, it's a really good reminder that you totally can't judge people right outside, you know, the gate, because like right out the gate, because you just don't know. We thought he was going to be this cool, cute, little nerdy introvert. Yep. And no, he turned out to be kind of a prick.
Yeah. He was a little bit of a misogynist.
Yes. And they're like, he's what? Digging
for gold in Fiji. I thought they said.
I thought, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Seemed random, but he did move to Australia. So maybe there's more gold in the South Pacific that we know.
Aren't they contractually obligated to show up?
I would think only if you want to ever get the gig again. Yeah, you know, because Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, remember, Adrienne didn't show up, and then she got fired because she was contractually obligated. So
I don't remember, but that's that whole thing with the photographic memory.
Well, that was all the tabloid things where supposedly her chef was leaking stuff about Lisa Vanderpump, and these people don't want to hear about Beverly Hills, especially not season two of Beverly Hills when we're coming up on season 11. So
Jen's definitely a Bravo historian.
There's already somebody with that name. I still have to be the Housewives Whisperer. There's already
a Bravo historian. Right, exactly.
But, yeah, so anyway, yeah, I would think if you want to ever work for Bravo again, yes, you have to show up. If you don't give a rip, which he doesn't seem to, I think you can kind of do whatever you want.
Right. You know? So
there's a non-compete clause. Like
He can't go on another reality TV show or whatever. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so Shane showed up, but it seemed like even before it started, dude was ready to like sign off and split.
Yeah.
He was just shocked. He was defensive as hell, like right out the gate.
He needs to get rhino skin, because if he wants to be in any sort of public arena promoting his sustainability, he's got to thicken up, because you can't, two questions in, you can't say, I'm going to walk off.
You're not nice to me. I'm going to leave, take my balls and go home.
It's like a little, little temper tantrum from a little kid. Yeah. Nobody's going to respect that. Nobody's going to take advice from somebody they don't respect. Definitely. You know, definitely. Grow a thick skin. If people make fun of you, laugh it off, you know, you'll do better.
I could never do it, though. I'm sure I would, like, have to go to therapy for 5 years just if somebody said one thing to me. But that's why I'm not on reality TV.
Yeah. But we're on video on IG, so.
I know, and I appreciate how nice everyone is to me.
Yeah. Helps that you're cute.
Oh, shush. Anyway, so then I thought it was funny when Shane was like, Eddie, do you think I'm stupid? And Eddie takes this pause and takes long drink.
We're not on video, but ready?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
not at all. That was us taking a nice long drink.
I don't think you're stupid, Shane. No, no. I think there are things that you don't know, but you're very smart, Shane.
Definitely. And he's good, though, because he comes across as really nice, but, like, that was the most sarcastic, nonverbal thing ever. It was very, very
funny. And I put that last night. I loved that Eddie was putting it out there. He was being honest without being mean, you know, but he was being straightforward with what he felt. You know, he wasn't going for the jugular,
right?
But, you know, he was going to say, like, dude, you kind of sucked at your job. You know?
Yeah, right.
He wasn't going to be a pushover. I think Dad Crocs has matured so much since the whole Rocky debacle that I'm just impressed with him. I think he's just, his leadership skills have improved. I think his interpersonal skills have improved. He did good.
I think he was very, very likable this season. I really did.
He was. And I was... Yeah. He's one of the ones, we'll get to him now and we'll talk about the rest later. I was super mad that he didn't get a spotlight because they start off with the Shane spotlight and it was like freaking speed dating. He was gone in like 2 seconds.
Right.
You know, what do you, any last words, Shane? Stay sustainable. Okay. Cool, dude. Thanks. Bye. Go.
Right.
You know, and then they go to Rachel and they talk about her some, and they're going person to person, and you think, okay, yeah, everybody's going to get a 5 to 10 minute window, yeah, depending on their level of importance.
Right.
And then it just went off the rails. So Eddie got no window. I mean, he got asked questions in relation to like Izzy,
yeah,
or things like that, but he didn't get any Eddie questions. So
at the same time, devil's advocate, mm-hmm, he's not that interesting. Like, he's a sweetheart. Think he's interesting?
I think his arc has been really good. You know how I am about a redemption arc. And yeah, exactly. I really think that he's redeemed himself. I think his comment about Rachel, how when she got trash fish on the beach, and he was very reasonable about it. He said, look, everybody deserves, you know, their time off to blow off some steam. But right, when you're blowing off steam affects everybody else's blowing off steam, it's a problem. You know?
I thought he really said that very articulately. And
he
it's
did.
True. It's like, okay, if we got to babysit you, that means we have to stay sober and in control. And right, I really felt that. But
yeah. Yeah. So I think
Eddie's cute.
He is. He's adorable. And I think he really is kind of every Bravo show kind of has a voice of reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That tells the story a little bit, gives you both sides, stays kind of objective.
Right.
That's Eddie, I think.
Yeah.
And he did a good job. So I think he deserved a little spotlight.
I agree. It was interesting when he was talking about Rachel, you know, like you just said, but
mm-hmm,
I felt like he was fair to her. Like I appreciated how much he was looking out for Captain Lee with the mm-hmm whole, like, she let, like, you know, Andy's asking about, like, were you tripping out or what when she said that shit to Captain Lee? Mm-hmm. And he was. And then, you know, and then Andy said, did she redeem herself? And he said, yes.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that.
I think they both have said that she was a great chef. Nobody has said she isn't a great chef. They both have said that. But mm-hmm, they also both admit that she's got buttons that you can't push.
Definitely.
And she was really, I thought, fairly non-apologetic.
She was smug as hell. She pissed me off.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Like, you should have some humility, girl.
Right. And because when Eddie said that about that he was just a little frustrated that she didn't apologize to any of the crew. Her look on her face was like, I owe you an apology.
Right.
Well, yeah, you do.
Because
we were all sweating, you know, maybe having to lose out on a week's worth of pay or 3 days, 3 days worth of pay because we couldn't find somebody to replace your stupid butt.
Exactly. You know? And that is the whole point. And that's the point about the, like what he said about even about her being drunk, if like you're that drunk, like we can't get drunk. Well, it's the same deal. It's like, well, I'm glad you had your little temper tantrum, but for us, that was like a panic attack, you know?
Right.
She doesn't care. She has no remorse.
Yeah. And he was absolutely right. She doesn't give a rip about the crew. She gives a rip about Rachel. And there is some level in your life where you have to balance self-interest and selfishness.
But
she's leaning on the selfishness side. You know, there are things that you can do. Like if she needed to walk off for a minute, fine. She didn't need to take it to the F you, I'm done, eat my blah, blah, blah. You know, I just
so
like,
gross. I'm still not over that. Like her language. I don't want to ever hear that again.
Yeah.
And from the person who says fuck every 5 seconds, like, that should really say something to you. Like, it's offensive to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Funny. Captain Lee, on the other hand, is like, talk about rhino skin. Like, he's like, whatever, man. But I loved that Eddie was protective of him. That was sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was sweet, too. Yeah. So then after that, I don't want to give too much time to the people they gave time to because the whole thing pissed me off. So there was a little bit to James. The funniest thing James said, his dogs were like humping on the bed in the background, which was hysterical. But James was just like, I guess he's never seen a reunion either. He and Shane must share the same coconut TV. And he was like, this is kind of fun. You know?
He's like, this is brilliant.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that was the comment about his eyebrows, by the way.
Yeah.
No, that was hilarious.
Yeah. But so he doesn't regret anything. He is the exact same person he was. Right. I still don't think the bringing up, because I guess a fan brought up, and Izzy agreed that it was a difference between how he was treated for sleeping in the cabin versus how Elizabeth was treated. Right. And I still see people talking about that.
Right.
Not the same. It was his first infraction on the boat.
Right.
You know, it wasn't Elizabeth's first infraction on the boat. She didn't get fired because she slept in the guest cabin.
Right.
Okay?
It was a
she got fired from, and James actually tried to explain that, and everybody talked over him, and nobody really listened to him. So,
yeah, not that I really care. Like, he's just a dick. Yeah. I don't know.
I agree.
He's like everything bad, like stereotypically bad about men.
You know,
he just treats women like shit completely.
But I had a little epiphany about him. Okay, so he's like 26. Probably 27 now. I bet you he's in a peer group where everybody's got starting to get their crap together. You know, they've got their postgraduates, you know, that kind of thing. And they're starting to move on into their lives. And he's still got nothing going on. And he doesn't know what he wants to do. Yeah. So I think he's got a little bit of the Peter Pan thing. But I think his peers are like leaving, and he's kind of a little lost as where he's gonna go, what he's gonna do in life. So I'm not saying I pity him, because he had plenty of time to prep for this and not party and not you know, be worried about notches on his bedpost. But you know, I really do think he's kind of lost, you know. But his dogs are cute.
I agree. So. I think Andy was spot on. Dude's a fuckboy. Like, he just really is. He's a fuckboy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think he's going to get that much better. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm all toned down George Clooney. It took, what, he was like 40-something? Almost 50? But
jury's still out.
True. Yeah. If rumors are to be believed. But anyway, next they go on to Tonya Harding, and I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Andy, okay, this is where Andy sucks. Andy's used to, I'm just going to be frank. Andy is used to Real Housewives. And yeah, I've had a little rum. Oh, well.
I'm buzzed too. I'm cracking up.
Okay. So Andy's used to Real Housewives. That's his gig. That's his world. That's what he loves. He loves a mess.
Yeah.
He loves cat fights.
Yeah,
he loves it when it gets ugly.
Right.
And he could give two shakes about Below Deck.
Yeah.
But
you think so? He doesn't care?
Yeah, I don't think he gives a rip. But I do think that when he thought, because all through the season we've seen on Watch What Happens Live, you got Elizabeth saying this, you got Francesca saying this, you got Aisling saying this. So he wanted to stir the pot, and he did it for a half a freaking hour trying to get this cat fight to erupt. And they weren't going to let it happen.
It's true.
And when Aisling and Francesca started making sense, then Andy pops in and is like, no, you're talking over Elizabeth. Well, they're talking over Elizabeth because she's like, the thing is, and it's just like, you gotta talk over, because you're gonna shoot yourself in the head if you have to sit there and listen to that for a half an hour.
Definitely.
Insane.
It was insane. It's funny because on the show, she seemed so like ditzy and hapless. Mm-hmm. And this time she just seemed like, Like, I felt like she was actually kind of calculated. And it's true that apparently she's an actress, and I think she was playing a character on the show.
I think she was really playing a character on the show, too, because she came straight for Captain Lee, too. And girlfriend, if you're going to come for my captain, I'm coming back for you. So you're sitting there telling me he's checked out of your season and he didn't know what you did. It's on video. You made mustard gas. That's what you did. You made extra laundry. You made your guests wait to get drinks for over 40 minutes. 40 That's minutes. What yeah, you exactly. did right. that he didn't see. And the fact that you have no empathy for him after the loss that he suffered, screw you, Elizabeth. Okay? Period. Point blank. Done.
I'm glad you don't feel like very strongly about
it. I'm getting it.
I think she seems very entitled. Why didn't her and Shane get together? They'd be perfect for each other.
They would be perfect for each other because it was all fake and phony. And she's one of those people that she will be nice to you, to your face. And as soon as she doesn't get what she wants, she's going to be nasty. She's a nasty person, and the stuff that she said about Captain Lee, I know that he said that he would have fired her earlier and he didn't think she's good at her job, but she wasn't. That's reality. You don't come at a man who's still within the year period of grieving. It had not been, I think it was 9 months, maybe 7 months.
Oh, was it that little?
You know, because he passed in July, and this is like February and March, so, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's that. It definitely is. But, I mean, I think it's really important for everyone to realize, like, they don't see what's happening until the show airs.
Right.
Like, they're not reacting from the amount of information that we have, for example. Yeah. They don't know.
Totally got why she was, why she said something to Aisling and wanted her to confront it. But I thought Aisling's point was good.
Yeah.
That, well, what, you'd rather I make a bad work environment? I would rather get along. You know, I've done that with people before. Yeah. If I have an issue, I just keep it cool. I keep it cordial. And it's about professionalism. It's not about, you know, you and your crystal energy healer's needs for your feelings or whatever. You know, I don't know. So
I know. Grow the fuck up, girl.
Yeah.
So then Andy comes to ask Chess about her relationship with Rachel. And suddenly we are into propaganda central. Like, what the fuck? She acted like Chess basically said, we worked it out within the first two charters. No, you didn't, bitch. Yeah. Like, right at the end, they had not worked it out.
Right. Yeah.
That was a lie.
I think by the end of the show, we saw the party and we saw them all hanging out.
Sure.
They probably had more time to talk and go through things than what we saw on air. So I think once you've let something go, if you're somebody who truly forgives and lets go, they probably didn't want to bring it up. So don't want to rehash through it.
Yeah. It seemed like propaganda to me, though.
Yeah. Could be. Could be.
Whatever.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I know that you were wigging out when you found out that Josiah was the one that was supposed to replace Liz.
Josiah.
I know.
He was, even though he liked Kate, Justin.
Yeah. Think of all of the charters we could have had him for. You know, it would have been so
he was
good.
Sweet. He was sweet. Although he was kind of a little bit of a bully too. Or he jumped on Kate Chastain's bully wagon.
I love him.
Hello there, beautiful people. This is Brianna, co-host of the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck and 90 Day Fiancé podcasts. I've been talking to you lately about Beauty Society and how much I love their products and the fact that they're a woman-owned company focused on sustainability. Anyway, I've been using a new product that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Our Little Secret. It's an awesome gentle peptide serum that you use after you cleanse your face. Peptides, along with glycolic acid and retinol, are the only products proven to reduce wrinkles. I've been using Our Little Secret for only about 3 weeks, and I've seen a big difference in the texture of my skin and a reduction in fine lines. Highly recommend. You can also help our podcasts become self-supporting when you use our Kiki and Kibitz code. You'll also get a free sample of a surprise Beauty Society product. Just head on over to beautysociety.com/Kiki and Kibitz. That's beautysociety.com/KIKIANDKIBBITZ. And don't forget to let me know what you think.
Yeah, I don't know. But the whole thing, it ended on Liz again. Actually, no, it did end on Josiah with Captain Lee. Mm-hmm. But just personally, out of respect for Captain Lee, there were a lot of things that could have been said that didn't get said. We talked about the things for Eddie. Just having both of them present to discuss what that moment was like, giving him his second set of stripes, would have been a very touching moment. This whole year has sucked for us, you know? Oh, shit. And they could have wrapped it up in a bow by showing us what the world was like when the pandemic started and showing us where they are now. You know, they could have talked about what it was like when they got home, if they had problems, you know, when they got home, if it was worse than they expected, if it was the same as they expected, if it was better, you know. Because
why do you think that happened, though? I mean, you know, we've done this podcast and a lot of times that we have decided to not like take on super sad things or big bummers just because we're like, we're here to entertain people. But like, why do you think that was like, why do you think Andy made that choice?
I think they made the choice to do an hour and not an hour and a half, which they could have.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Andy's that disinterested in it. I think that he didn't think the season warranted it, you know, but we've watched Below Deck every week from 9 to 10, at least Eastern. Right. That's where it is.
Sure.
And then watch What Happens Live from 10 to 10:30. So there was an hour and a half they could have done it. They could have done bonus footage.
Yeah.
You and I have done Zooms every week for months and months now.
Yep.
We can Zoom for an hour and a half.
Yep.
You know, it's not like Bravo can't afford a pro Zoom account, you know, and has to do the 40-minute free
if
one.
We can afford it, they can.
Exactly. So I really don't think Andy cares about the show. And I think somebody put on a tweet I had today, they put that they think it's because Housewives are tanking right now and Below Deck is on the rise. And so, like, it's a little alpha thing with him and Captain Lee because his world, his shows aren't getting the ratings that they used to. Because, like, a few years ago, Atlanta used to get, like, 3 mil, you know, every Sunday night. Right. Now they're lucky to pull a little over a million, you know.
COVID has changed us. It really, really has. But also, I would ask, like, how much influence does Andy actually have? Like, he's a contractor. He doesn't actually work
for Bravo. Over his own show, though. You know, I think they should get somebody else. A lot of people had some great ideas.
I know, a lot of people.
Karina, one of our friends on Twitter, she thought that they should get Jerry O'Connell. He's a super fan.
Yeah.
You know, I think that with the Galley Talk thing taken off, there's a lot of people you could choose from. I think the perspective of somebody who's actually done the job would make for an interesting interviewer.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, I'm in a mood tonight. So anybody but Andy, you know.
Right, exactly.
You know.
And they did spend like, I agree. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but they've never had like really extended Below Deck reunions, but whatever. And you're right. Like, why is it
they've the had stepchild? They've had two parters before.
Yeah. Wait, did they?
Mm-hmm. They've had, I want to say it was a couple seasons ago.
Could be.
Was it the Joao? No, not Joao. Ashton, maybe. One of the seasons I thought they had.
Joao and Ashton are basically the same person.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're the same person in my head, but same. Ashton's worse. So
I agree with you. But so, I mean, They did spend an inordinate amount of time on James and Elizabeth and the whole relationship thing. Uh-huh. And like they're talking about relationships and James says, are we still calling it a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Prick.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I can't, you know, with all of the stuff they did, it was, I just thought it was so disrespectful. Captain Lee had some great moments this season.
Yeah, he did.
You know, be it with
the vulnerable.
Yeah, he freaking broke his ribs straight out.
I know.
You know, they didn't even bring up Dolores.
Right.
Did you think about that? They didn't bring up Dolores at all.
Yeah.
You know, they, there was so much. They didn't talk about him bonding with the seagulls. I had people who wanted to know, like, is he still talking to the seagulls? I did see on an after show that he enjoyed them.
Yeah.
You know, because that he bonded with them because he sees where they are down the road.
Right.
You know, and while they may have the ridiculous 100,000 square foot house or whatever, they get it when it comes to the life stuff. But he's gone. Captain Lee and Marianne both have made this kind of their mission since Josh passed to get this information out there. He was just on Kelly Clarkson's show this week talking about it, and Andy gave him zero platform. If you think it's going to be a downer, then talk to him first, you know? Or,
oh, yeah, and then cheer everyone up afterwards.
Yeah, and then cheer everybody up afterwards. But don't act like it didn't happen. And don't give the guy who's given you, like, who's helmed this whole thing for 8 seasons, no spotlight. That was ridiculous. It was insane. Yeah. I was livid. And a lot of people on Twitter were livid with me.
Oh, I know. You were tweeting and people were like really jumping on that bandwagon. But let me ask you a question, devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What if Captain Lee said he didn't want him to do that?
If he, and people did bring that up. And it wasn't just about that. It didn't have to be about Josh. Mm-hmm. You know, if Captain Lee said, you know, I've talked about this enough on the show. I'm really comfortable doing it.
Yeah,
it's heavy. There were other things that they could talk about. They could have talked about the Eddie promotion and what that meant and how he felt it went, seeing him go from, you know, the younger kid that he knew years ago to Dad Crocs.
Yeah.
Or his you know, favorite moment of his high of the season.
Right.
You know, things that, you know, made
think
him
about
happy.
This. We know nothing about Eddie except that he drives a tugboat.
Yeah, he drives a tugboat.
Like, he reveals nothing.
Yeah,
he's very, like, closed off.
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah. He definitely takes the narrator position, Greek chorus, if you want to call it that. But it didn't have to be about Josh specifically. I did have people bring that up, like, well, maybe he didn't want to. I get that, you know, but you talk about his ribs then. Talk about, you know, there were so many things. Talk about the Dolores. Has he ever had to, you know, not everybody who watches the show watch What Happens Live.
Right.
And there were plenty of stories. Give the man a spotlight. Give the man his due. Don't end on a question about a guy who didn't show up because the season ended early.
Right.
You know, it's like, it was just the dumbest thing ever.
It was boring also. I thought it was kind of a boring reunion.
I was just mad. Yeah.
And then we move on to Aisling. And you know what? She's boring too. Aisling is boring. And same with Chess. Like, they're both so focused on conflict avoidance that it's like they become bland and, like, you know, like he asks, Andy asks Aisling stuff and she just kind of played both sides of the fence.
Yeah,
I'm just like, she's forgettable. I guarantee you in 2 years, everyone but you, they'll be like, Aisling. Who's
that? I'll remember just because her name is just, always had to overwrite it when I was doing my blogs because it kept telling me it wasn't a real word. I'm like, yes,
it's autocorrecting to Aisling. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So funny. Then we get to Cake Gate.
that was stupid. That whole thing
really was stupid.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
I think it's, I don't know that I believe Francesca that she didn't know that that was for Elizabeth's birthday why else would you be getting a cake with sparklers?
That was bullshit.
Yeah, that seemed
bullshit. Own it, girl. You just wanted cake. Plus, you were super happy she was gone.
Yeah, exactly. She was.
And who among us hasn't had a coworker leave that we couldn't stand and we were psyched? Like, just own it, girl.
Yeah. You better not be in subtle there.
All right.
But anyway.
I want cake right now. That's my comment.
I do. I had pasta cake for dinner.
What?
It's lasagna.
What? Pasta cake. Girl, you're so crazy.
Yeah.
Do you guys call it? No. Have you said that before this moment?
I think I said it once earlier today. That was the only time I said it. And when I make myself chuckle, I'm like one of those horrible people that if I make myself laugh, I think I'm hysterical. And so I repeat myself.
The good thing about it is I agree with you. I think you're hilarious too.
I've done that before where I'll make a reply on Twitter and I'm like, that was kind of funny. And so I turn it into a tweet and like, it never goes over because it's just like, it just takes it out of the moment. I don't know. I'm stupid.
This is a story of everything I tweet on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm hilarious, but other people do not.
Twitter's a fickle mistress, I will tell you that.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Yeah. It's a bitch.
Really quick, I do want to put out, just in Josh's memory, since Captain Lee didn't get to do it last night, I did try and reach out to him. He's working, guys. We know the timing. Mm-hmm. Where he is. I didn't hear back. So I would like instead to put out there the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration hotline is 1-800-662-HELP. That's 662-4357. It's free. They're there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. If you need help, please call them. I think it's important that we get that out there. I don't know if you want me to lead into this yet, but it seems like...
Do you think,
like,
girl?
Okay. Mention it all. This is a good segue. Okay, so sometimes in life, you kind of look around and you start seeing little signposts. And... for two seasons now, between Below Deck Med and Below Deck, we've been discussing mental health issues. And we've been passionate about it. We've been bringing it to you. We've let you know what issues we've experienced and whatever. What I didn't share with you all was during the year from heck, that is 2020, I decided, because I couldn't get into my doctor, I was getting really bad headaches from the meds they had put me on for my depression. And so I called them. They're like, cut them in half. They're these teeny tiny little things. And so, long story short, I weaned myself off my meds. Couldn't get back into the doctor because the pandemic hit. And nobody was seeing anybody, and my doctor's like a one-man show, so there were no televisits, nothing. So I went unmedicated from March to October. Brianna knows all this. Our other podcast partners know all this. I spiraled in October. And actually, Brianna yelled at me and said, you need to go to the doctor. And I went to the doctor, and not only do I have depression, which they thought was causal, still might be causal, now might be clinical, we don't know yet. But I also have moderate anxiety, so a whole new med regimen and whatever. And while it's good, and while I feel more like me, and I think I sound more like me, there have been drawbacks, and I am not sleeping. And so a couple weeks ago, those of you who followed me on Twitter saw that I couldn't do a blog that day. And big deal, right? And you guys were like, oh, get to it when you're... In my world, I didn't fulfill a commitment, and it killed me. And I was just like, so I'm going to do the podcast that night, you know, and we were supposed to have a guest, and by some grace of God, it didn't work out because I probably would have really lost it. But I thought I could plug through, and we did it, and we did a good show, and it was funny.
Yeah.
And then I clicked off Zoom and I cried. Because I had just pushed myself to a limit. So 3 weeks ago, I did let Brianna know I am leaving Kiki and Kibitz, but, on good terms, you know, there's no issues here other than I need to focus on my mental health. And I can't sit here and preach to you guys about mental health for two seasons in a row and then turn around and run myself ragged and give from an empty cup and not be healthy myself. You know, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be healthy for my family, you know. And while you guys have lifted me up and supported me so much, Brianna, okay, I gotta. While you've lifted me up and supported me so much, you know, it's very hard to let people down. And we have had a blast doing this with you. We've had so much fun. And I hate to be the person who is the weak one that's going to have to...
Shut up with weak, okay?
Yeah.
It's not about weakness.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can't control the chemistry in my brain.
No,
but it feels like I'm the one who said, I can't do this anymore. It's done.
Right.
And so next week, though, we're not ending on a sad note. Next week, I gave Brianna time because I know how much you guys interact and how much you love the show. And she found, and she can tell you about them, she found two amazing guys who are going to be podcasting Sailing Yacht. So take it away,
Brianna. Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, I appreciate your bravery and you are one of my best friends in the world. And this has been one of the best experiences that I've ever had. And I love you so much. I appreciate your honesty and I've appreciated your commitment. And damn, we've gotten drunk and had a great
crazy. And that's the thing. I'm not falling off the plan, people. No. I'm still going to be on Twitter. It's just going to be more informal. Yeah, it's not like I'm going anywhere. I'm still going to be talking about the shows. Yeah. It's just not going to be in this format anymore.
And she promised she's still going to have happy hours with me.
We might not record that for IG though.
So the deal is though, so rather than continue on, like, without Jen, there's no Brianna Below Deck without Jen. But the great news is that next week, starting with Below Deck Sailing Yacht, we've got some new guys coming on, Sean and John, and they are very funny. They've been doing an Instagram Below Deck podcast, but now we have brought them into the Kiki and Kibitz fold, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I'll certainly be here doing Real Housewives of New Jersey and 90 Day Fiance, and we will all miss Jen together. She's not going anywhere. Sweet. But yep. There you go.
I'll still be around. I'll still be on this planet. Unlike Elizabeth and Shane, I will be on Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we love you, Jen. Thank you so
much
for all of the things. And come back next week and check out our new kids on the block, Sean and John.
I'll be listening. You guys listen too. And don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
That will help them get their names out there too.
That's right.
They need that help. So
that's right. And you'll see them both on Instagram and you'll listen to them on Apple Podcasts. They're adorable. We expect both men and the women to all be in love with them. So there you go. But thanks everyone for joining us and being so loyal. This has been the best podcast that we've done. It's been the most popular podcast that we've done. And we love you. That's all.
We love you so much. I will, just so you know, I will post a blog tomorrow for anybody who wants the details. I kind of just summed it up right there though. So you probably don't have to read it, but
anyway. Read it. You know, you love Jen's blogs. And also, Jen is welcome to come back anytime. So once you rest up, if you miss it, if you want to do a special, we are here for you. And there will never be another Jen. Aww. So thank you so much, everyone.
And God said, thank you. I'm so glad I didn't make another one. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Everyone else.
All right. Bye guys.